Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kim. How may I assist you today?
Yes, I did a survey online for Sam's Club, mm-hmm. and I was supposed to get a Dyson vacuum, and I was only supposed to pay like $5 for shipping, and there was a charge on my debit card for $59.89.
Okay, give me one moment, ma'am. Okay. Assist you with this. Give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, this is the information that I have. Was a customer receiving an email with a link for, oh, I'm sorry. Can you give me your first and your last name? I got ahead of myself. Your first and last name?
Delilah Romero.
Thank you for that. And if you could verify your shipping and your mailing address, I can make sure I pulled up the correct account.
2288 Road, Grand Junction, Colorado, 81505.
Okay. All right. Customers receive an email with a link for a survey. In exchange for completing the survey, you are offered a chance to purchase an entry ticket for sweepstakes that offers various prizes, iPhone, Dyson vacuum, iPad, etc. Customers can be charged anywhere from $2 to $6.95 to enter the sweepstakes. In the terms and conditions for the sweepstakes, it tells them that they'll be enrolled in a monthly subscription for the meal plan. Once you sign up for the meal plan, you'll receive an email with a link for the app. So what this was this just an app that focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar and carb cravings. And I can offer to bring the monthly rate to $20 a month to stay.
No, I'd like to cancel it because that's not what I signed up for.
Okay.
It said a free gift for doing the survey.
Okay, one moment. One moment, let me notate your account.
I already called the bank to dispute the charge, but they told me to.
You already disputed the charge?
I did dispute it, but they told me to call you first and then.
Oh, okay, I see. So you didn't dispute it yet?
Well, they got it down, but they said if I couldn't work with you, then I need. If we came to an agreement that I call back and.
Oh, okay. If you couldn't rectify, then they'll go through with filing the dispute. Well, I can't talk. So that's okay. I understand. Yes, ma'am.
I should have known better than to do anything on that.
I can offer you a 75% refund, that 75% of your money back.
So how much would that be?
Let me pull up my percentage calculator one moment. $59.89. That'll be $44.92 put back in your account.
And what does the rest go to?
Right, that's all you will be getting back. If you, that's all, just offering a 75% refund, 75% of your money back.
So if I dispute it, is there a chance that I'll get all of it back?
If you dispute it with your bank, you would have to have your bank call us back. I wouldn't be able to issue you any refunds at all. I would have to. Your bank would have to call us back to let us know that they dropped a dispute before any refunds can be discussed.
Okay. I guess I'll go ahead and let them dispute it and see if I can't get the whole refund back.
Give me one moment, ma'am. Look for the $59.89 put back in your bank account. in 3 to 5 business days, and I have a cancellation number for you.
Okay.
Your cancellation number is
920-469-901. 920-469-901?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. And thank you for calling customer support. You've been all taken care of. They're not going to come after you and try to bill you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. My pleasure. And thank you for calling customer support. Enjoy your day.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.